Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called
Lobster Garden.
And it's got a subtitle, Speak Out Against Pollution with a Wicked, Awesome Boston Accent. The words are by Ali Braden and E.G. Keller, and the pictures are by E.G. Keller. And before we go into this story, I just want to say, we are not from Boston, are we? Boston is a city kind of in the North New England area of the United States of America. And so you go north and you go east and you would find Boston is a town in a state called Massachusetts. And that's a $50 word right there. All this to say, there are different ways of saying things. We call it dialect. And some people talk in an unusual dialect, and they say things in a different way. Now, you know many of those ways of talking. Like when you hear someone who says, I'm a surfer, dude. I like to surf the ocean, man. People think of, oh, you must be a surfer from like Los Angeles or San Diego. They think, oh, you're a Southern California surfer, dude. And then if you hear someone who says, well, yeehaw, I'm gonna ride me some horses on the range, you know, a cowboy talk, you might think, oh, you're from Texas. But this particular accent, the Boston accent, is a fun one to try. I'm not particularly gifted at it, but we couldn't pass up the way this book is written, and it calls for us to use a funny accent. So let's just give it a go, shall we? All right. Today's story is read by Mommy and... Can I call you Jojo for short?
No.
Yeah? Let's get into it. You ready? Okay. Walter was a proud lobster. And in the picture, we can see him. What color is he?
Blue.
Yeah. His home, spotless. His style, straight out of the Crustaceans Illustrated. His garden, a blooming paradise. Yes, Walter had quite the blue thumb. He was hip to the latest underwater gardening trends. Native kelps, ornamental grasses, rainbow algae. In the picture, we can see his underwater garden. It is beautiful, don't you think?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think so. This careful crustacean was meticulous in his maintenance. That's a lot of big words. Crustacean, right? That's what we would call a shellfish. It's a water animal that has a hard, crusty shell. And that's how you can remember it's a crustacean. And if he's...
Wait, is it a crab crustacean?
A crab is a crustacean. Very good. And meticulous. That means that he is very, very specific about details. He makes sure everything is perfect, okay, in his yard. Because that's what we're talking about right now, his maintenance of his yard. Walter had one big dream, to win the annual Swell Gardens contest. He worked hard all year long to keep a most perfect lobster garden. But that honor always went to his next door neighbor, Milton. Milton always gets first place. Oh, that's got to be difficult when someone else gets the win every single time and you never get a shot at it. Milton was loud. He was chaotic. And his garden just flowed with the tides. And the judges just ate it up. Well, it looks like he feeds them too. That never hurts. That's a fun Fun fact, if you want to make friends, feed them. Because look at this. If you feed the judges, then they vote for you. This year, Walter would be number one. But just as he was leveling his hedges, holy whale poop! Wham! What landed? What happened? A giant tire fell out of the sky and smashed his shrubbery, his plants that he was growing in his front yard. He knew exactly who was responsible. Of course, they worked it out like adults. Who did he think did it? Milton from next door, right? Hey, chowderhead, you missing some trash in that garbage garden of yours? Shouts our friend, oh, Walter. I don't know if it really was his fault. But Milton turns around and says, I was just about to ask you the same thing, Walter. You blue barnacle. You got any bright ideas on how something like that finds its way in on my prize-winning sea flowers? You trying to sabotage me? Oh, goodness. Do you know what it means to sabotage?
Yes.
Okay, what does it mean?
A sabotage
means
does something that the other person doesn't know.
Sneaks around and tries to destroy what the other person is doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for an example, a sabotage would be like, if my dad snuck in here and turned off the recording.
Oh, yeah. If somebody came in here and flipped off the recording while we were in the middle of a recording, that would sabotage our work.
Mm-hmm. That would be a sabotage.
I hope they don't do it. Okay. But it didn't stop. Walter woke every morning to another disgusting thing dropped in his once flawless garden. So did Milton. Walter's sea grapes burst. Milton's phytoplankton flipped, and not in the good way. Each blames the other, all the while both gardens filled with garbage. What's going on? Then, one particularly trashy afternoon. Oh no. Rumble, says the sound, because guess what's happening?
Milton throwed
Walter threw a piece of trash out of his yard and into the big pile of trash that's growing beside the two of their houses. And it was just the final bit of trash to send the whole heap tumbling down. And sure enough, it did. Crumble, rumble, boom! The garbage mountain tumbled down and it landed in their yards and destroyed everything. Clearly, things had gotten out of claw. Kind of like, it's like getting out of hand, but getting out of claw because they're lobsters. And they are just yelling at each other and yelling at each other when all of a sudden, thud, what happens?
A toilet fell? A toilet.
Oh, gross.
Yup, I said it, a toilet.
Yuck. Right in the middle of their gardens? Melts, I think we found the culprit, said Walter. How's about we get a look topside, said Walter. I was gonna suggest the same thing, said Milton. Milton and Walter hightailed it to the surface to take a look around. And look at this. Some chowder heads just tossing the trash into the harbor. I can't believe what I'm seeing here. You know, if you're out there in your boats.
Why are they called chowder heads?
Because you got to eat a lot of chowder to live in Boston, I guess. I don't know. That's what they call them. But you see, this guy's taking the trash. He's out in a boat, okay? And he's finished his cup of noodles or his Dunkin' Donuts coffee, whatever that is, and he's just chucked it into the water. Why would you do something like that? Don't you know there's people living in that water? Look at these little lobsters down here. Milt, I got an idea on how to solve what appears to be a mutual problem, said Walter. I'm all antennae, Walt. And then we can see the lobster pot hollow. And see, they have now built for themselves a big old trash pile to put all that stuff in. And now they go dump it in this great big thing so that it's all organized and it's not just taking up their yard. And it was the first time they agreed on anything. Walter and Milton eventually went back to doing what they did best. That's some prize-winning sea cabbage. Wicked excellent eelgrass. See, they're complimenting each other. But not everything changed, because we can see who won first place. Who got the swellest garden?
Milton.
First place again, huh? But one thing certainly did. See, here's the thing. All their trash piles that they had been accumulating, they stuck them in the lobster cages. See, these boats that would go by, they're trying to capture lobsters so that people can capture them, take them up to the surface, cook them up, and have them for dinner. Lobster tacos. But the lobsters are too smart, and they left a note for the fishermen. And they say, hey, chowder heads, enough with the garbage. Mm-hmm. And then they sign it W&M. So let's hear a little bit about what's going on here. You ready? Oceans cover more than 70% of our planet. That's a lot of water. Scientists estimate that about 1 million species of underwater creatures live in our oceans, from the smallest plankton to the largest blue whale. Most of Earth's living beings actually live underwater rather than on land. And more unique sea animals are discovered all the time, such as the rare blue lobster, like Walter. Have you ever seen a clawed lobster, like our friends Walt and Milt, before? No? Well, lobsters are crustaceans, and like I said earlier, that means they got that hard outer shell. And that's actually called, this is a real big word for you, that's actually called an exoskeleton. Uh-huh. Exoskeleton. And they have 10 legs that are jointed or bendy at a point in the middle. Yeah, kind of like a knee. Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah?
You want to know what else has an exoskeleton?
Tell me.
A spider.
Ah!
Spiders have exoskeletons.
Do they? All gushy on the inside, huh? That's right. Well, two of those legs here on this lobster, okay, have large, super strong claws, which lobsters use to crush and tear apart the fish they like to eat. And their bodies are about 10 to 20 inches long, and they have a flat tail. Now, the blue lobster, like Walter, is hard to find. Its blue color comes from the genetic mutation that makes them produce more of a certain protein, okay? So how can you help Walter, Milton, and the neighbors? Well, you can reduce and or recycle the plastic that you use, like plastic straws or bags of toys or bottles. You can clean up the coastline if you live near one. Don't pour anything but water down the drain. Ask your parents to buy and cook fish that are sustainably sourced, okay?
What are sustainably?
That means that they keep track of the head count out there so that they don't eat up all the fish and then they're all gone. They make sure, okay, those fish over there are having more fish babies, so we know there's going to be more babies of this fish, and we'll know that in a couple bits we can eat more of that fish. We're not going to eat all of it all at once. See what I'm saying? Mm. All right. And then learn about the state of our oceans. And most importantly, talk about ocean care and conservation with your friends and get them on board too. So if you're going to go out there into the ocean, make sure you take good care of it, okay? Okay? Don't drop nothing in, no, don't drop any trash in the water. Check? Got it? With me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that, my friends, is, what do you want to say? The end? And I'm going to say I think that's right there the reason why I should not ever try to do another Boston story. The end.